On today's episode, we discuss how the holiday season will look a lot different this year, the return of a Star Wars favorite, A Galaxy's Edge, and more discounts for annual pass holders. We also give you a review of our recent stay at Beach Club Villas. This is episode 314 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I am doing better. How are you?
Good. How are you? You alluded to it, but how are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. Okay. I'm feeling better. It just lasted just a couple days, and it's good now.
Yeah.
Just a dang cold.
I blame our daughter. She started it.
She did start it.
Although she really didn't have it, but she just had, like, sniffles, and then you and baby Thor got the brunt end of it.
I know, we did.
Yeah, so yeah, last week it was just me, so it was kind of last minute. We pushed it back a day because she wasn't feeling well, and then she was like, I still can't do this. I'm just going to be a snotting mess. And I was like, okay.
It was true. So, I could not do it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so hopefully last week you gutted through, and it was good, at least, hopefully. Hopefully you had some information. So we also, because Jamie was feeling better, Jamie and I got to go to Disney, just her and I, for the first time in how many years?
We went in 2019. It's been like a year and a half.
But it was just us, yeah.
It was just us.
So, yeah, we got to do that for Labor Day. Her parents are here, and they said, you know, we'll watch the kids. You guys can go, you know, have a day. So we went down on Monday afternoon and stayed the night at Wilderness Lodge, and then
Boulder Ridge.
Sorry. Well, it's on. Well, anyways.
Yeah.
And then came back later on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So, and we got to ride Rise.
We did, finally.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been trying for like ever.
We've tried the last few times. I mean, we rode it before, but so it was nice. We got it. It went down for a little bit, so we were like, oh no. And then finally we got to ride it, so that was good. So
I want to tell, can I tell the story about us getting aboard a group?
No, not at all.
Okay. So fine. So we're walking into the park. You know, they let everybody in starting very early. You just can't, you know, nothing's going to be open just yet, except for Slinky Dog. They run Slinky Dog really early.
Like 20 to 30 minutes early before park open.
Yeah, I think this day specifically, on Monday or Tuesday, they started running at like 9:40 or 9:45,
yeah. Right?
So we got in line at 9:42 or 43, and it had a 15-minute wait posted. So if you do that math, that means we would probably be on the ride when it hit 10 o'clock. And so we're just like, crap, are we going to have to do like join as we're riding the roller coaster? Cause that's going to be easy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was 9:59 whenever we passed, you know, the penguin, the singing penguin, I forgot his name. We pull into the thing, and it's as our like restraints pop up, it's 10 o'clock. So I'm like, Jared, too, we're stepping out of the vehicle as we're having to join for a boarding group. And I'm like panicking because it's so stressful. I'm just like, I got to get one, right?
Yeah.
So I did the whole thing, and it kind of spun for like a little bit. I was like, oh, crap, I didn't get it. And it finally, it got like group 52.
Yes, 52.
And there was a couple that was sitting like a couple rows back. Same thing. They were like freaked out too. And like, I didn't think we'd care to make it.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Actually, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't funny. Relaxing way to ride Slinky Dog. Because you're like looking at your phone, and I was like, okay, we got 1 minute. Like, you know, because I mean, if you're not on that app to get a boarding group like right as it opened, I mean, you're not going to get it. Like, they go out.
It's gone seconds later.
They go out quick. So,
yeah.
I will say, I understand why they do it. It's just not conducive to a nice, like, let's go to Hollywood Studios, just have a nice, relaxing day. Because if you want to ride Rise, you got to play this game. So, and then, you know, you've got that of like, first off, the stress of getting the boarding pass. And then is it going to break down?
I know.
So, which it did, but it came back open.
What was that thing? The teenage daughter. Rise of the Resistance is a teenage daughter. Now, what was your...
Not really a teenage daughter. I've likened it to like just a girl that's just like, no. I don't want to do it. No.
Oh, you don't want me to break down? I'm totally going to break down. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I just feel like some, it was, I forget what it's from, but some show where it's just like, no, no, not going to ride. No, you can't. And then it's like, okay, fine, I'll open, but Kylo's going to be weird the whole time. It's like, fine, like, geez. Like, it just, it's so finicky. Like, it just sometimes like, all right, Rise, we going? No. It's like, great.
It made me laugh.
It was funnier probably in person. But
it probably was.
No, it, I liken it to that. So, because I was talking to one of the cast members. My dad had an issue last week or a couple weeks ago. We were trying to get him to be able to ride it. And we were talking about going down all the time. She's like, well, you know, you got to talk nice to her and tell her she's pretty a lot because she kind of tends to not want to do stuff. And that's kind of what made me think of it. I was like, oh, okay. She just.
Rise of the Resistance is a woman, really.
I didn't say that. You did.
You just. She said she.
That's what she told me.
I know. That's I know. What I'm saying.
Just saying.
I know. Don't I'm not your, saying you
don't
said
don't send your hate mail to me.
Oh, gosh.
I won't read it anyways.
Oh, gosh.
I don't read it anyways. All right. Okay. Well, we got some news to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, will we do a Boulder Ridge review sometime?
Probably. We might lump it in with another review.
Or just kind of lump it in.
Well, I mean, we weren't there long enough, and there's not a lot of stuff that's open, so it could be really quick.
True. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it sometime. But today, we're not going to do that. So, we got a little bit of news, and then we're going to talk about our stay at the Beach Club Villas.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, we liked it.
Okay. And show over.
That's it.
That's it.
See you guys.
Okay.
All right. Well, before we get into the news, we just want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Caption Magic Network. We have the Diz Dudes, myself and Jeremy Stein, every Wednesday. And normally we do a live stream every Tuesday in Club 32. Since we were at Disney, I delayed it this week. So we did the live stream today and released it today, which is Wednesday. So it usually, even if it's a little late, it'll come out on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
We make the deadline by midnight on Wednesdays.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, if you want to join the live stream of that, you can go to ctmvip.com. And we usually go live for 30 to 45 minutes pre-show, talk about whatever. Like, legitimately have no clue what we're going to talk about with the group before we go live. So, sometimes it goes sideways. But anyways, catch that every Wednesday. And then we have Main Street Magic, which is Jeremy and Rhonda, every Tuesday. Jamie has Trip Tales, which is back. And that one just came out Monday, correct?
Mm-hmm. Part one.
Oh, this is like Hot Shots part one and part deux?
Yes, part deux.
Oh, okay.
We'll be out on Friday.
Well, yay.
Yay for that.
And if you're a Club 32 member, you get that early, like a week or two early.
Yes.
So.
I will be, actually, my next Trip Tales I'll be recording on Sunday. So I will get that to Club 32 in the next week or two.
Okay. We actually ran into your Trip Tales when we were at Disney.
We did. Yeah. We did. She's my October Trip Tales, but her trip is in September, if that makes sense.
That makes complete sense, actually.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Yep. I totally get what you're saying. So, and spoiler, if you want to be on Trip Tales, I hear Club 32 gets dibs. That's what I've heard.
Well, I put that out, feelers out to the club members first when I opened it, and most of the people that have been chosen have been
Club 32 members. 32 members go a lot too.
They do, yes. So
they're kind of frequent goers. So
yep.
Speaking of, if you want to join Club 32, you can go to ctmvip.com and join there, so you can get the additional content. You get the, there's a private Facebook group. You get apparel discounts. We got extra shows like Cool Kids Kitchen, which we may do this Friday, perhaps. Cigar Lounge, CTM at the Movies, the live streams you get in the parks and everything like that. So. Helps continue to grow the network and, you know, upgrade equipment and all that stuff. So, ctmvip.com for that. And, of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention our great travel agency sponsor, ZippityDoo.Travel. So, if you go to travelwithzip.com, there's a quick form there you can fill out. Tell them what you're looking to do, or if you want to look at what deals are going on between Disney, Universal, and eventually Disney Cruise Line. You can go there, see what's going on. If you're just like, hey, we want to go somewhere, they'll get in touch with you, tell your options based on your budget, things like that, and they'll really help you. And they are really great. They make it super simple, streamline it, and they've got a whole web app side of things like that that makes it super easy on your end. So again, travelwithzip.com, and just hit them up there. They're good peeps.
Good peeps,
as they say. So. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get into the news. So the first one we have here is about the Christmas season at Disney, which we were waiting on official word of what it was going to be. I think we're not surprised, but we were holding out hope.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is from Disney Parks blog, and I'm basically, there's a lot of information on it, so I'm just going to read it. This is Walt Disney World Resort holidays starts November 6th. It says, we're looking forward to the holidays, and today we have an update on some of the festive experiences coming to Walt Disney World Resort. Building off of our recent experiences of operating in a new environment, we've reimagined the holidays, which will, of course, apply our current health and safety measures while still keeping the joy and magic of the season. And while things are looking a little bit different, we can't wait to celebrate with you. Because we know how much you guests love the holidays, so from November 6th through December 30th, they will be able to enjoy festive decor, themed merchandise, seasonal food and beverage offerings, and entertainment all across the Walt Disney World Resort. Sounds great. Holiday magic will be in full force at the four theme parks in Disney Springs, and Santa Claus will make time for special pop-up appearances at each location, waving and exclaiming holiday wishes to all. Guests will be delighted by the sight of festive flotillas at Disney's Animal Kingdom, holiday promenades at Epcot, and merry motorcades at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Character cavalcades at Magic Kingdom Park will take on a holiday twist with Christmas friends on festive floats at their holiday finest. Gingerbread men? Check. Elves and reindeer? Check, check. And my personal favorite, the toy soldiers, who will join the Main Street Philharmonic as they march through Magic Kingdom, bringing musical holiday cheer to all. Let's see. When night falls, special projection effects will give a festive look to Cinderella Castle this year, providing a colorful backdrop for our guests' photos. The appearance of this iconic castle will be transformed into a rotating series of designs, including a whimsical Christmas sweater and a regal overlay of red, green, and gold ornamentation. This will be in place of the castle dream lights. Other holiday experiences that draw big crowds will be on hiatus this year as well, such as Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and Candlelight Processional at Epcot. We know these experiences are a cherished part of holiday traditions that will be missed by guests and cast members alike, but we're glad to be able to bring holiday magic in other creative ways. Of course, the holidays wouldn't be complete without enjoying a meal among friends and family. Minnie Mouse will be hosting a Yuletide gathering for all of her friends at Hollywood and Vine at Disney's Hollywood Studios starting November 6th. Santa Goofy will be there, along with Minnie and more in their holiday best. Shifting gears to Disney Springs, guests will discover Christmas around every corner as they come across a collection of elaborately decorated Disney Christmas trees spread throughout this retail dining and entertainment destination. At Town Center, West Side of the Landing will encounter a magical snowfall, okay, adding an extra touch of wonder to their holiday shopping. And then Jack Lindsay will be there again to do his thing. The Disney Resort hotels will be decked out for the holidays, with their lobbies featuring iconic trees and other festive flourishes. One thing to keep in mind is that our gingerbread displays will not return to the resort hotels this year. While I know they are a favorite of people taking in the holiday decor, we're not able to include those displays due to physical distancing guidelines. Starting November 27th, we'll do the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays, just abbreviated, basically. You still do Voices of Liberty, and they'll do some singing and stuff, but like they said, there's no Candlelight Processional. That's basically it. There's a little closing thing, but that's basically it.
Yeah, so it's kind of what we were figuring was going to happen.
Yeah.
Which I know we talked about numerous times that they would probably do a, considering what they did for Food and Wine, they would probably do the same thing for Festival of the Holidays. But we already heard about the Candlelight Processional choirs that were saying they weren't coming.
Mm-hmm.
So that was going to happen. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party probably was not going to happen either. So not too shocking, but still disappointing.
Right. I mean, like, if you're not doing parades and you're not doing fireworks and you don't want people in close quarters, I mean, that's pretty much a given that it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. I kind of wish they would do, though. Like, I really, now granted, it'd be different and it wouldn't make a lot of sense, but I so much enjoyed the Cruella de Vil's, like, Halloween extra party, inception party, a party.
Because
That was all about eating and then getting extra spot. Like, something like that I would enjoy, but I don't think they're going to do that. So, Because granted, the park's going to be open that late either.
Was last year the first year they did it? Or was it
2 years? I don't think it was the first.
It doesn't matter. Anyway.
I think they did it at first for Christmas, and they did it for Halloween last year. Mm-hmm. I think. But anyway, it's new within the last couple of years. So.
It seems like what they're doing is it's the castle doing what they did with the Tower of Terror.
Yes. It's basically the exact same thing.
Right.
Yeah. Which is cool for about 15 minutes.
But the purpose is not to get people to stand there for hours watching it.
If you've ever seen the Hollywood Studios, it is really cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, hopefully they still do Snope and stuff like that.
They'll do it at Disney Springs, apparently.
Yeah, I would hope they would do it at Magic Kingdom as well. But that's, mm-hmm. For Hollywood Studios, I mean, you sit there and watch it for a little bit, and then it's really cool, and then it's kind of like, okay, we'll move on. So I think that's what they're kind of going for here. So
there's no Santa meet and greet then?
No, I don't think they're doing any meet and greets.
That means they probably won't do it anywhere.
Yeah, probably not.
Dang it. Well, okay. But anyway, all this starts on November 6th. So, yeah. And that, hey, we'll be there starting November 6th.
We can check it out.
Yeah. It's new.
At least they're doing the decorations, which is still cool. Like, they're doing the fall decorations and the Christmas ones. So, I mean, it's not mm-hmm. full-fledged Disney Christmas, but it's still something.
And some people were disappointed that they're not going to have a Frozen Wish thing with the castle lights on the castle.
Yes.
I as well will miss this. However, when you think about it, parks close at 6. Magic Kingdom is closing at 6 now. And I think that's until the end of November by this point. So it's not going to be dark enough for very long for the lights to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which is still disappointing because I do love Christmas. I love being in the parks at Christmas at night. It is mm-hmm. cool. So that mm-hmm. that part would be kind of a bummer. But there'll be the stuff at Disney Springs and in the resorts like Wilderness Lodge and all of those are decorated really cool. So
and I feel like they're trying.
I think they are trying. I mean, they're doing some stuff here. So I think they're being rather inventive with the
circumstances.
Yeah, restrictions and circumstances they've got. So
yeah, I agree.
Hopefully next year, though, they just big old blowout. Just I think, although I'll be surprised, I think a lot of people will probably end up postponing their trips this year because they're doing the Christmas party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. There's quite a few people that still had trips planned, hoping out, and then once they hear it's not going to happen, potentially canceling. I mean, who knows? But
I know there's a lot of people that have candlelight processional as like a tradition they do every single year.
Well, I was wanting to do it this year. We never got to do it.
I mean, technically, we had the chance. We wanted to see
Kurt Russell.
I know you did.
And I would just stare at Kurt Russell. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, you should have been in. I would have just came up to him and told him all the movies he should have been in. They'd have been better. Yeah. And he'd have been like, I like this guy.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Jared.
Merry Christmas. That's all.
Yeah. We still haven't got any word on Ratatouille, have we? Mm-mm. I'm still curious if that opens this year.
I don't know.
It works still going on. I feel like maybe that still will open around Christmas time. I'm really excited about that. I want that to open. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on. Now that you've got us all sad now.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Jamie. just a real quick thing here about Disney discounts are back for a little bit.
Yeah. So annual pass holders last month until like the 14th of August were able to use 30% off discount on basically Disney-owned merchandise, basically. And then that was over on the 14th of August, and they're bringing it back starting on the 13th of September.
Yeah.
So if you want some stuff, there's 30% off. And you can stack these discounts. So like flower and garden merchandise is 30% off. You can do that and then an additional 30.
So is the Americana stuff. So.
The rainbow line.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one. But yeah, so.
Because one of the Americana shirts I've always kind of thought was cool, but I wasn't going to pay the $36 for it. But
would you know?
I mean, if it's $5, I mind.
If it's $5.
If they're we'll give you 10 if you take it. And it's like, okay. So you got some, your discounts are there, which I'm sure they probably looked at it and once they stopped it and saw sales took a steep decline. And they're trying to get rid of the 2020 stuff like crazy. So.
Well, they released all the Halloween stuff like on the 15th, like the day after.
Yeah.
So I think they wanted that to like kind of get in there and see like how much it was selling.
I wonder if part of it too is right currently Character Workshop's not open Is it?
Warehouse? Character Warehouse?
Character Warehouse.
It's opening soon.
Yeah, it's opening soon. Yeah. And the cast member discount store is not open currently as well.
Right. Not right now, but it's supposed to.
So I wonder if they're doing these discounts a little bit more because they just have all this merchandise.
Maybe.
And it's potentially possible. Maybe. So. Maybe. I don't know. All right. Let's move on to some good news involving Star Wars.
Yeah. So the Savvy's Workshop is reopening with the lightsaber building aspect, which I have never seen.
I haven't actually done this one. This is the one thing did not do.
So the actual place that it's at, the actual like shop was always open, but they just weren't doing the lightsabers.
Right.
But now they are starting September 20th.
Would you want to do this?
No.
You don't want to build your own lightsaber?
No. I'm okay. Like I said, I like Star Wars, but I'm not like an uber duper fan where I wouldn't spend like, $200?
It's a bit pricey.
Yeah, I don't want to spend $200 on a lightsaber.
I can't say I want to either. I've said all along, I mean, I've heard a lot of people say the experience is really cool, but I've said all along, I would much rather get one of the replica movie ones.
Yeah.
Because they're cheaper, but I, you know, like me making my own, I don't really care. I'd rather have like, here's Luke's or, you know,
yeah,
Kylo's or something like that. So, or Darth Vader's is the coolest. So.
Right.
All right. And last thing of news we have here involves Mulan.
Yeah, so the live action Mulan that kept getting pushed back and back and back for theatrical release this year. They actually, you know, we've talked about it before, but they released it on Disney Plus. You could pay like basically an upcharge of $29.99 to be able to watch it on September 4th.
Yeah.
And beyond. We have not watched it. We chose not to do the premium access or premiere access or whatever. We're just gonna wait until December. But the reason I bring it up is because the reviews are kind of mixed.
Aren't they kind of all that way for the live action remix?
Well, a lot of stuff that I was hearing was that it was more serious. Not a lot of humor. The music from the cartoon is like, it's in the movie, but it's like more like score. Yeah. Stuff. At least that's from what I understand.
From the previews, it didn't strike me as a light and like, I don't know, cheery movie.
Right.
It did seem
it's
more
like it's serious. It's like a serious subject matter. So I think, yeah.
But. Well, I hope they do this with even once things are back open. I hope they do this with future releases. Because again, with us, it's hard for us to get to movies. So
yeah,
the next release that, you know, we would like to see, I would pay the $30 to see it like at our house.
Mm-hmm.
I could get my own snacks and just have meat.
Thing is, the movies that we go see are usually like the ones that you go to a movie theater because it's so grand, it's so like it's so much better in a movie theater. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah. Like, is this your way of saying we need to get a bigger TV?
No, I want fine. A right, 120 fine. Inch projection screen. No.
Don't worry, I'll get a bigger TV. You guys heard it. Jamie wants a bigger TV. I'll make a theater room. All right.
I'm just saying, I don't go to the theaters to go to like a romantic comedy. Like, I just don't.
Nobody does anymore.
Yeah.
That's why they go direct to Netflix now.
Yeah.
Like, that's the weirdest thing in the last 10 years. You used to go to the movies to go watch like a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
And now like romantic, I think the last, what you would even call a romantic comedy that was in the theaters was that one with Amy Schumer and like Bill Hader.
Trainwreck?
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
That was like four-ish.
Was that? I ago. Can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, they just don't come out in theaters anymore.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm fine with that.
All right, I'll get a bigger TV. Fine.
Okay.
You've convinced me.
Okay.
Ours from the move has spots on the TV anyways, so.
Oh, well.
I mean, Christmas is coming up. I don't want to lose money and not get a bigger TV, so fine.
Oh, my. Just.
It's like the bigger, so it's like the 22-ounce beer at Baseline. You always got to, you don't want to lose money on the deal. You got to get the bigger one, so. All right, that'll do it for the news. Okay. So let's go. We got a real quick poll time.
Poll time.
I've got to remember to have music for your poll
you
time.
You don't want to listen to me sing
poll I know. Time I'm saying every we time? Can have you sing it with a little like instrumental
poll,
thing.
Poll time. Can I rap?
I didn't realize you were going to rap. All right. You never know what you're going to get over here, guys. All right. What is your poll?
The question for poll time this week was, when is your favorite time of the year to visit Walt Disney World? And I basically gave all options as by month. So all 12 months were options. And you only get to choose one. bottom of the barrel, April. April got hardly any love. July, August, and June were tied for next, and that was pretty low, like 5 votes here, 4 votes there.
Yeah.
So people don't really like going in the summer. March and May, kind of getting back up there, and then it really jumps up when you hit September. So September was 6th, February was 5th, October was 4th, January was 3rd, November was 2nd, and December was 1st by a wide margin. And for December, the common, you know, theme of it was decorations, Christmas decorations, Christmas party.
Well, yeah.
Like, that trumps basically everything for the people that chose that. I'm surprised
January was as high up as it was.
I think January, because a lot of people do the race, the weekend marathon, and it's you know, the weather's cooler, and Festival of the Arts.
Yeah, true.
So there's a lot of reasons for in there.
No, I agree with it. I'm just surprised. I mean, I don't think it's really a secret anymore. Like, January tends to be a busier time than it used to be.
Well, basically, if you look at it from September to February, those 6 months were all like the top ones. Like, let's go there. So people like going when it's not as hot.
I was going to say, it could be that weather. You don't want to go to Disney when it is a heat index of like 185 degrees.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. So I thought that was interesting. So thanks everybody for participating in the poll. Yeah.
What's your favorite time?
I honestly, like, I almost said December, but I was like, you know what? I also like November, because sometimes you can time it just right to where you can attend a Christmas party and a Halloween party in the same week.
Yeah, that's true.
Under normal circumstances, obviously. And see both the decorations. So you can have that advantage if you know, I guess, like I said, you plan it right.
You can still do that. You can still do that this year, though.
The decorations, yeah.
Yeah.
The crowds are, I feel like there's more pockets of like lower crowds in November than there is in December, because December, the first and second week of December, is a lot busier than it used to be.
I would agree. I love Disney at Christmas. Like, I was talking about the show last week. I was bummed we didn't get to go last year for Christmas.
Is December yours?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I understand what you're saying about the crowds, and I agree. Yeah. But if it's just like purely when I would love to go, it's like a week or two before Christmas. That would be like ideal. But
yeah, and I think also I chose November because, you know, half of December I wouldn't even try to go.
Right.
One, because we're blocked out for APs. Second, because it's, you know, way too busy.
I am curious how that's gonna be this year with the crowd. Like, I think the crowds are gonna, like, we were there this weekend, or not this weekend, on Monday and Tuesday. Definitely the most crowd size like we've seen since the parks have reopened. Now, it was a holiday weekend, stuff like that. But I think we're going to continue to see the crowds increase a little bit over time, because people, you know, getting more comfortable going out. The numbers are going down, all that stuff like that. So it'd be interesting to see the next few months, because without any parties going on, how many people reschedule? How many people are coming because of the low crowds? And a lot of people, like we've talked about, like the low crowds, the secret, if you want to call it a secret, is probably out at this point. So people that want to go experience Disney with low crowds are willing to go. So that part would be interesting to see if there's a big drop off, you know, from this month until the end of the year, and how that looks. I imagine December we'll see a bump.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Well, someone had asked me that on the Facebook group about crowds, if they think that it'll be busy on Thanksgiving, like that week. And I told her, I was like, you know, Orange County, that's where Disney is, Orange County.
Yes.
Yeah. So they set the capacity limits for the county, but then Disney also has their own. I think whatever they're saying it is, I think it's good until November, I think.
Yeah.
And then they reevaluate. And so by Thanksgiving, you could have a lot more people entering the park than you do now, like at capacity.
Yeah. Although I have a strong suspicion if Disney was like, this is what we want to do, they would be like, okay,
probably.
But
right,
I mean, I think, you know, DeSantis had said a few weeks ago that, you know, they were comfortable where things were at, the numbers are going down, so if they wanted to increase capacity, they were okay with it. I think that was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I think at some point you will see, like, if the crowds continue to come, like, you're gonna see them increase capacity. It'll just be interesting to see when that does happen. Are they going to loosen up on some of the other things? Because there's even now there's lines for most things. Now they move fairly quickly, but even baseline had about a 15-minute wait just to get in an order.
That was weird.
You know,
yeah,
stuff like that. So that it'll be obviously uncharted territory. So don't know.
I want to say something about that where you have to basically wait in line for a baseline or waiting. Basically, you have to wait in line for everything now because of social distancing. Mm-hmm. And the people that just hate it, like they don't understand why they just hate it. It's so funny to watch. Like the ones that you would probably like don't think the rules apply to them. Be like, I'm just going to cut in here. I'm like, oh, no, you're not. You're going to wait. Because there's cast members everywhere going, go over here. This is, you know what I mean? There's a lot of direction by cast members. So there's there's less like, you know, taking advantage.
Yeah. Although baseline's not super clear.
No, it's not.
But anyways.
I was just thinking that as an example.
That's just society, honey. People. Yeah. There's just those people out there.
There are people out there. Mm-hmm.
There are people out there. There are. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of people, this segue has nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Speaking of people, people listen to
people
music.
People listen to music, they and they do. Probably they were like, where can I get Disney hits all in one spot? I'm tired of hopping around everywhere to find my Disney hits. That was a good segue, right? Yeah.
Sure.
So Disney wants you to know about the Disney hits playlist. Enjoy the magic of Disney music anytime, anywhere. The Disney Hits playlist features all of your favorite Disney songs. Simply say, and I've heard people say this sets off their Alexa, so warning here. Simply say, Alexa, play Disney Hits, or stream Disney Hits on your favorite music service. And let the magic of Disney music bring a smile to your face and warm your heart. Disney Hits, the happiest playlist on earth. You can find Disney Hits playlist is available on all music streaming services like Apple Music, Spotify, all the big ones there.
Stitcher.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, not Stitcher, it's a podcast. They don't have
music. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Anyway.
Not Stitcher, guys.
And it's the one that's got Elsa on the front, and it says it's by Disney Music. So, and like our daughter is obsessed currently. She puts on a concert, like I talked about last week, every single day, probably 3 or 4 times a day of Let It Go. And so we use the Disney Hits playlist sometimes to let her do it that way. And it's an easy way to find it. And if the next song she gets obsessed with, we'll find on there too. So it's a nice thing. Just put it on there and play it through your house. So yeah, we get a concert and she knows all the moves. She gets it down pat. So again, Disney Hits playlist, just tell Alexa to play Disney Hits or go to all the major streaming services and you can find it there. So
not Stitcher. I don't know what Stitcher. I was thinking. Sorry. Anyway,
Jamie's like, I'll contribute to things that
I want to be included in this.
You're very much included.
Wrong. Oh, I know. I don't know. I said I'm sorry. I misspoke.
She was like, movies, you can go to Blockbuster, right?
No idea.
Do you remember when Blockbuster tried to do the Netflix model, like the mail-in movies?
Oh my gosh,
remember that?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Blockbuster's like, we're dying. What do we do? Let's do what Netflix is doing. Okay.
To be fair, Netflix, they almost were bought, like Blockbuster almost bought them, right?
I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah.
I do remember the South Park where Stan's dad buys a Blockbuster. And nobody comes in. I don't remember. It was a Halloween one. Nobody would come in. He's like, I got a great deal. And he bought a Blockbuster. And no. You should watch it.
Okay, anyway.
All right. Well, let's move on to our Beach Club review.
Okay.
And not talking about Blockbuster. So on our review here, we will talk about the room, the theming, where it's at, you know, what's open, the pool, all that stuff like that. So
okay.
Let's start with, well, first, the most exciting part of it, which was when we did mobile. Well, basically, you always have to do mobile check-in unless there's like some circumstances for the most part. We did mobile check-in and we got an upgrade.
We did.
Yeah. And before anybody asked, we have no clue how you get an upgrade.
Just happened.
Like everyone's like, what did you do? We did nothing. We literally just checked in. It's just of the draw. Like if there was a secret to doing this, there would have been out and then it wouldn't happen. It's just, who knows?
So just so you know what I did, I checked into the room.
You called Josh Giamaro, didn't you?
Hey, Josh.
How about you upgrade that room, Josh?
You got Beach Club over there for me? Beach Club? Yeah, Josh. Okay. So I checked in online like 3 days before just because I didn't want to forget. So I checked in and I said we'd be there around 11-ish in the morning because we had Beaches and Cream reservations for noon. So I thought, okay, we'll have time to go to the room and then come back down. So I checked the app like 10:30 and it said a room was ready. It's a 202 or sorry, not 202, 220. I was like, okay, second floor, that's fine. And then I scrolled down farther and it said one bedroom. I'm like, we booked a studio. And I'm like, we got upgraded. And I'm like, that's cool. Like, thank you so much. I don't know what we did, and we did nothing. So that's what, yeah, that's what we did.
That's the first thing people ask what we did. We didn't do anything.
It there just... was some cast member, whoever he or she was putting people in the rooms, and we got an upgrade. I don't, you know, luck of the draw.
Who knows? Who knows? Anyways, but that was a cool part. So we got upgraded to a one bedroom.
Yep.
And I will say, this room was awesome.
Yes.
It's a great room. So
yes,
you've got a full kitchen,
mm-hmm,
which means a full fridge, stove, pots and pans, all that stuff.
Stainless steel fridge.
Yeah.
Granite countertops.
Yeah. Butler.
The butler in the corner.
Oh, sorry. No butler. Sorry. That was another room. no, it wasn't. Then you have the main area there with a couch and a TV, which had a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
So the couch obviously folds out into a bed. And then there was a little area off to the side. It was like a kind of like a, not a dining table, but like a nook area where you could sit, had a bench and a table there you could sit at.
Yeah.
And then in front of the kitchen counter, there was a little mini, I call it a kid-sized bar area where you could sit down and, like, mm-hmm, our daughter colored there a lot.
And then ate at the other table.
Yes.
She made her own, yes.
Yeah, she does that. And then there's obviously the one bedroom, which was a pretty good size. Had TV in there.
King bed.
Yeah. And then it shared a bathroom with a shower. And then what, like the master, the one bedroom side had the bathtub and the sink.
Yep. So these similar layouts at other places the same way.
Yeah.
Yep. So the only thing that's shared between the two, well, there's only one toilet that has its own room.
Yeah.
Right. And then the sink and shower, and then the tub and the sink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of hard. It's all like connected too. So. Yeah. But yeah, very spacious and.
Nice shower.
Nice shower. Yep. Yeah. Like super, like all glass. The bedroom was pretty big too.
It was a good size.
Very good size.
And both the bedroom and in the living room had balcony access, so we kind of had like double balconies,
and you could go between them. It wasn't like blocked off or anything.
Yeah,
so that was really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, room wise I it was great. No complaints.
Let's see. Yeah, there were a lot of places to sit too. When you mm-hmm. mentioned them, so like you had the dining table, you had the two chairs in the bar, you and had an extra chair by the TV, you had the pull out.
There was a chair in the bedroom.
There's a chair in the bedroom, yeah.
And there was a desk in there too, so you could.
Oh my gosh, there were so many places.
You could write your handwritten letters to people.
Well, I have I feel like that is important to have a lot of places to sit, because I think even Jeremy talks about this. It's like it's super awkward. You like. Invite someone to your room and they have to sit on the bed because there's no chairs. Like, it's weird.
Like, don't sit on my bed.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Like, you just stand there. No. So, yeah, there's lots of chairs and yeah, obviously two TVs, one in the living mm-hmm. room. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this sleeps four.
See,
the one bedroom sleeps four.
I feel like it should sleep more, but it does sleep four.
It does sleep four.
I mean, you know, I'm sure people could find places on the floor. They were the one if they were determined.
Well, it's capacity issues. Like you could have a baby, like a kid under three, as a fifth one, but that would be it.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, it worked well for us having the kiddos and mm-hmm. definitely. I mean, the studios are tough when you got little kids. So the one bedroom is kind of nice to have that. So anything else about the room you wanted to talk about?
I think you said everything. I'm just looking at my list here. Walk-in closet off of the main bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kept all the, like, cleaning stuff in there, too.
And I will say, pull-out couches, normally not comfortable. But the Disney ones, if you're going to sleep on a pull-out couch, the Disney ones are not bad. As pull-out couches go, they're still very comfortable.
Do you feel that way about Boulder Ridge?
It was... Okay, Boulder Ridge room was a little older.
We'll get to that.
It wasn't later, uncomfortable. It wasn't horrible. It just wasn't as good as the newer ones.
Yeah. And there is a little, almost like a tiny little foyer. Like when you walk in the door and there's a little table with a mirror in front.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. That was a perfect place to keep the stroller.
Yes.
So I really like that. And we were right by the elevator.
Yes. Yeah, we were.
But we didn't have any, like, a lot of foot traffic. because it was just like six other rooms.
Not a lot. Not a lot in our area. Yeah, yeah. And granted, the hotel's still not like max capacity. So
yeah. And in case you're wondering, they took off the Disney like things to do channel or must do's with Stacey. Took that off, and they put like music videos from like TV shows or movies.
Well, they don't want Stacey lying to people.
I know. I was like,
she's like, come on down and do all this cool stuff. They're like, I came to do the cool stuff. Like, you can't do the cool stuff. Stacey lied.
And where was our view?
It was technically it was a good view. It was just off into the woods, basically, but it wasn't far from Epcot.
Right, like on the other side of the tree line was Epcot.
Yeah, you couldn't see it from where we're at, but kind of the backside. So it was. Yep. It was great. It was probably the best room we've stayed at a Disney property, maybe. I'm trying to think what would have been better.
I mean, Polly's really good.
I mean, Polly is good, but we didn't get upgraded to a one bedroom either. That's true. Polly doesn't have one bedroom.
I mean, I've always loved Beach Club, so you know, it was so nice being there, but I didn't like, I wasn't surprised, I guess.
By what?
By how much I liked it. Oh. I already knew I liked it.
They're talking about the room upgrade.
No. Yeah. Totally surprised by the upgrade. Yeah. But yeah, that's basically it for the room. There's carpeted in the bedroom. There's the hardwood stuff in the main areas, and then there's tile in the bathroom. So
yeah,
just carpet in one room.
Having the fridge with the micro and all that was nice too, because you can put, I mean, just any food you get. Like, we got a sundae from Beaches and Cream that we took back to the room because our kids were. Beaches and Cream is kind of loud in there, and so our kids don't really like super loud noises. So we got the sundae to go, and we kept it in the freezer and just ate it.
Yeah.
Within a couple of days, like. Which is kind of nice to do.
And anybody with small kids is going to know, like, it's so much easier if you have a kitchen.
Yeah.
With little kids. It's so much easier. But, this is true. You know, it's definitely doable still in a studio, but it's easier.
So, all right, well, let's talk about the theming overall of the resort. Obviously, Beach Club is it's very much beach inspired.
It's like Cape Cod.
Cape Cad.
Cape Cad.
Yeah.
Kind of look, but the blue and the white.
I love the lobby here.
Lobby's pretty.
It's
not grand.
It's not grand, but it's nice. Subtly elegant. Mm-hmm. And very similar to Yacht. I mean, they have the same layout. Yeah, but I really like how they do it, because it's not like you go to Wilderness Lodge and that's a grand lobby. Like, it's huge, it's big. This one is a little bit more understated, but I think it's a little bit more like elegant to me. Mm-hmm. I just really like it. I like the way it feels. Cast members kind of wearing like their boat outfits.
Their boat outfit.
They kind of have those, like, the I can't remember that. The baggage services. What are they called?
Bell service?
Bell service. Jeez, I can't remember. Those guys kind of have, like, blue shorts or, like, the white shirt. Like, it looks like kind of like a sailor's, like, uniform a bit.
Sure.
Kind of like Donald, but with pants.
Donald with pants.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's what I was thinking. But no, theming. The theming, obviously, this first time I had stayed here, but had been to Beach Club before, and I'd always enjoyed Beach Club. I felt like it was a really cool looking resort.
Mm-hmm. I would make a comment about the lobby. So, bell services is on one side of the front doors, and then the other side is like check in, right?
Yeah.
And then there was always one person in the lobby who was like a manager. Just with an iPad doing whatever she was doing.
Playing games.
Kid you not. I was waiting for Jared with our kids. You were taking pictures or something. So we're in the lobby for like maybe like 10 minutes, 15 minutes without you. And in that time, we saw one other family walk through the lobby. And the poor cast members were doing everything like, hi, how are you? Hello. Like, they just seem so bored because it's just very empty still. And all these cast members standing around. Not doing anything.
Yeah.
So
they're like the people that are waiting, like, hello.
They were really happy to see.
Do you want to hang out? And they're like, I don't think so. Yeah. No, I mean, every time we walked through, it was interesting because it was like a parade of cast members like saying hi to you, and you're like, hey. Like, it was nice, but interesting. But I mean, theming in the room obviously is very like the rest of the resort. Yep. Same thing. Love that.
A lot of whites, a lot of
I love the white and the blues.
Yes.
I like that a lot. Yep. So, anything else about theming?
No. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, let's go to location.
It is. You want me to tell you? Let me tell you where it is.
It would behoove all of us, maybe. Yes. Where is it?
Well, Beach Club is a Crescent Lake Epcot area hotel, not attraction. And it's right next to the, like, basically, like we talked about where our room was. Epcot's on the other side of the tree line. Like, that's where Skyliner is. That's where the entrance is to Epcot International Gateway. And it literally takes, like, 5 minutes to walk there.
Yeah. Location it's for Epcot amazing. Is great.
It's amazing. And Yacht Club is on the other side of Beach Club. And so, you know, you got that Epcot, Beach Club, Yacht Club thing. Yeah. And then you go to Swan and Dolphin. And you come back and you're at the boardwalk.
Yeah. The walk to Hollywood Studios is a bit longer from there, but it's still
doable. Not terrible. It's not bad.
Yeah.
25 minutes?
Yeah, 20 if you walk briskly.
Briskly? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's a wonderful location. Like, besides the Monorail resorts, I feel like that and, you know, the Crescent Lake hotels are, like, the best locations.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, and you still have access to the boardwalk food and stuff down there, too, which I did take advantage of and got one of the nights got a pizza, the boardwalk, mm-hmm. which the boardwalk was, I took some pictures. If you're in the Facebook group, I posted them, but it was empty on the boardwalk. It's yeah. so, it was almost eerie
yeah.
how empty it was. I mean, there were people around, but some of the pictures I was able to take, like, just there's nobody around. But yeah. the pizza, I mean, nobody was waiting there. So it's $10 for personal or $20 for a large. So I just got the large.
Pizza window. Okay.
The plan for this was, Jamie was like, I'm going to put the kids to bed. I'm going to go get the pizza and come back. And Jamie and I were going to have a nice little, like,
Was the first night, yes, by the way.
Her and I, little evening, like, sit on the balcony, eat some pizza, enjoy. Just her and I. So I go get the pizza. And, you know, it probably took, I don't know, less than 10 minutes to make it because there wasn't anybody there. So I get the pizza and I'm walking back and get to the room and I'm like, hey, you know, I text Jamie, pizza's here, and it's probably like 10 minutes and she doesn't come out of the room and I'm like, she's probably asleep. So I peek in there and she's just out cold.
Out.
And I was like, well, Jared's eating a whole pizza by himself. So
did you eat the whole thing?
I saved you some
pizza. Yeah, I was going to say, I had some.
I could have, but yeah. I didn't. So, but I will say the Boardwalk Pizza, which I had before, it was a lot better this time. And so for Disney Pizza, it's very good. It's not a bad mm-hmm. option. And for $20 for a large, it's at Disney, that's not terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it'll feed a couple people for sure.
It's Disney. I mean, it's you know, you're not going to get like a $10 large pizza there. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, so I ate the pizza by my lonesome. In the room.
Higher loans.
I only wept twice. No, I'm kidding. that was the first night there. So it was nice to have the fridge because you just put the pizza in the fridge and then Jamie's able to eat some the next day and all that. So
it was wonderful.
Yeah. So, and it's probably, I'm trying to think, like maybe a 5 minute walk down to the boardwalk to go get it from there. So the location wise.
So yeah. It's really not it's bad. Really not bad at all. Yeah.
And there was some food. The only quick service, let's see.
I was going to say, you want to talk about what's open?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, we can talk about what's open. Not a whole lot. So that'll lead us to the next thing, because we did get some quick service as well.
Let's see. Beaches and Cream was open.
Which we ate there.
We'll talk about that on a different episode. What was closed? Oh, Hurricane Hannah's? Is that the?
It's open. But
it's open,
yeah,
the pool bar.
Yeah.
So that was open. And then Martha's Vineyard was closed, which is like the bar, right? Or was it open?
I thought it was closed too.
Alan Compass is open, I believe.
That's at Yacht Club. Yacht.
Yeah.
So a lot of this.
Sorry, they're linked together.
Yacht and beach. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Cape May Cafe is closed.
Yeah.
Which is a buffet, which I understand.
And the Marketplace was under construction, so it's closed as well.
Yeah, they like moved it. moved it to what's it called? Solarium?
Yeah, that's where they moved it.
It's really awkward the way they put it in there, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they had room service.
They did have room service. Yeah.
We didn't use it, but they did have it.
Yeah. Yeah, we were able to do that, which is unusual because most of them aren't doing room service right now. So, and what was the quick service over in Yacht Club again? What was that called? Because that's where we had to get a great quick service.
The Market.
Market at Alan Compass. So, mm-hmm. and it was sandwiches for the most part. So we got, I think we both got a Cuban sandwich from there.
Yes.
It was good. Mm-hmm. Nothing amazing, but nothing terrible. So.
Right.
And Cruise Cup is closed, my favorite,
right.
favorite little nook spot at Yacht Club.
Nook spot.
And then I say, between Yacht and Beach, I mean, it's less than a 5 minute walk from beach club, a yacht club, if you want to go get something over there under normal circumstances, you know, if more stuff's open, they'll be easier there. So,
yeah. So. And that's basically that was what was open.
Yeah.
And just a reminder, the actual hotel, like the hotel rooms of this resort are still closed.
Yes, this is DVC. Side. Yeah.
Or did it reopen? No, the pool reopened.
The pool reopened, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of the pool.
You segued yourself there.
Segued myself.
You inceptioned your segue. so we're going to talk about the pool here, which Stormalong Bay just reopened. I will say, clearly lived it to a name, the best pool in Disney property.
It's pretty nice.
Like, it's not even a...
It's huge.
It's not even a contest.
No.
Like, it's so big. Like, it's almost like a water park in itself in a way. Like, it's just...
Yep. The pirate ship.
Yeah, pirate ship is cool.
They have a lazy river.
Which is a weird lazy river. I did it. It's oddly deep. Like, it goes to like 8 feet deep in one part, which I don't know why. Yeah, like in one part, it's like 7 or 8 feet deep. And it's very slow moving. I mean, it's fine, but it's just, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they have a lazy river. And then they have the whole pool is a sand bottom pool, which is cool. Then they have a sand area for kids, like in the kiddie pool area,
mm-hmm.
which our daughter loved that whole thing.
She loved it.
And then they have a whole sand part in the middle where you mm-hmm. can build sand castles, play with sand, or do what our daughter did.
And it's not deep or anything. No, perfect for little kids. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got buried in the sand by our daughter.
By the way, I asked my mom, I was like, did we ever go there as kids? She's like, no, we walked by it a couple times, but, you know, we were too busy in the parks. So we never used it when I was a kid.
Well, the park's closing so early now.
I know.
Got a lot of time.
I know.
But yeah, so we did that. Our daughter... thoroughly enjoyed it. Baby Thor, he's still a little... He's not really keen on the water as much. He splashed around a bit.
A little bit.
He's kind of just like, I'm not really big on this.
He's like, I want to look at stuff and I want to be dry.
Yeah, that may be kind of what he's trying to say.
But yeah, it's a large pool. I mean, there's a lot of nook and crannies, right? Like, there's like...
It does. You walk around. Inches. It's got a bridge. You go over, you go under. Yeah. Like, it's a huge area. I mean, if you're thinking a Disney pool... You've never seen this pool, you never stayed here, and you're like, even the Polynesian pool, which is a great pool, mm-hmm. doesn't even compare to this one. Like, in terms of just
it doesn't.
How big and grand this is. Like, you know, I remember walking through there because I took our daughter down there. We swam for a little bit, then we got rained out. And I'm walking around like, this thing is massive. Like, I don't even know how to get over it. So we swam for a bit, and then the pool entertainment was nice because, mm-hmm. they do the games down there and stuff like that. So, but, yeah. Pool's great. Like, had no complaints about the pool.
And then they've got, you know, obviously on the other side of the walkway, but it's connected, is the pirate ship.
Yeah.
And then next to the pirate ship is the, like, just the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a little beach area. So that would be really cool.
And that's where they do Movies Under the Stars. Mm-hmm. You can just go sit on the beach. Like, mm-hmm. it's a really, and this is obviously one of the most popular pools.
It is the most popular.
Well, yeah, and one of the reasons people stay at Beach Club is for this pool.
Yeah.
And you got the Hurricane Hannah's right next door, so if you want to get a drink there, you can go get a drink, which Jamie did get a drink.
I did. I can't remember what I got.
I finished it.
You got like two sips.
Usually
like,
whenever we get a drink, I don't get one too, because I know Jamie will just not, she doesn't finish her, so I just finish it.
I'm not a big
fan. Totally fine. I just get bonus drink.
Bonus drink. Yeah. That's right.
So, I mean, obviously you like the pool.
Oh, yeah. And it's so funny. It's so big. It's so grandiose or whatever. It backs up, or it's in front of, like, it looks like whatever the entrance is to the... Or it's, like, between Yacht Club and Beach Club in the middle right there.
Yeah.
But it's, like, up against the front of the hotel. It's very weird, the placement, but it's feature. Yeah. So, there you go. Yeah. It is the feature pool. Yeah.
Yeah. Solid pool. No complaints there.
Yeah.
Best one on property. Hands down. I mean, literally, this is one, if you have little kids, it's almost one of, like, you should stay here so your kids can enjoy the pool. Mm-hmm. Like, especially the sand. The only thing I wish we had was, like, buckets and stuff for sand, because our daughter was wanting to, like, build a sandcastle. We didn't have any.
We didn't even think about it either.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's a fail on our part.
Fail.
But she did bury me, which she enjoyed.
Yes.
And then
she made a friend with the little boy. Because she does everything. She
was, yeah. And then they every were time. Running, sprinting, and then diving into the sand. That was what they were doing. Which it looked like a lot of fun. I don't know.
Yep.
But, yeah, she enjoyed it, and it was fun. So, yeah. We had to leave then, too, because it started raining. It's Florida. It rains a lot. So.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, anything else about Beach Club you want to talk about that we didn't mention? Arcade closed.
Was it Muscles and Bustles? Is that what it was called? The health club, Muscles and Bustles, or was that Boardwalk?
I think that's Boardwalk.
Okay.
Yeah.
but those are open right now.
Yes, I didn't work out here.
That's right. We were only there for 2 nights.
Yeah, so I didn't check out the gym there.
The gym.
But most of the gyms at Disney are pretty much the same. I mean, the dumbbells go up to 50 pounds. They got a lot of machines, Smith machines, stuff like that. I mean, it's a lot of cardio equipment. So, I mean, you know, better than your typical normal like hotel gym. But, you know, it's usable.
It could be worse.
Of course, yeah.
Ship shape,
yeah.
Yeah.
But then get it? Like a ship?
Yep. I get it.
I'm catching what they're throwing.
But that's shared between yacht and beach. So.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, as far as amenities go, they're limited, obviously, right now. But if you have any questions, ask somebody. They'll gladly talk to you. Go talk to
there
me.
There it is. Please, yeah. I will answer all your questions. Yeah.
And I will say that the service was great. I mean, we had to get some magic bands they ordered. They just had them at the desk, so I went and picked them up. And the guy was very enthusiastic. Very nice.
He was an enthusiastic very nice guy. Yeah.
So I think his name was Dan.
Okay.
Not that it matters. But I'm just saying, like, thank you, Dan.
Good job, Dan.
Yep.
Dan the man.
Yeah. But anyway, so.
All right, anything else you want to add?
Nope, I just really enjoyed my stay here. I would like to stay here again soon.
Okay. Well, don't say too much. What would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, gosh. 1 to 10.
And where do you rank it amongst your Disney hotels, like your favorites?
It's my second. It's number two.
Okay.
Polynesian is still my number one.
Okay.
But it's my number two, and so I'll give it a 9.
Okay. I give it a 9 as well. I have a hard time giving a 10. I don't know what I have to do to give a 10.
I mean,
if anybody wants to buy a 10, I mean, you put us in the presidential suite, I'll give you a 10. Just, jeez. I guess I'll say that. We were staying there. I was telling you, we were walking to or from, I think it was the day we went to Hollywood Studios, and I was like, you know, Beach Club is working its way up. Like, I'm not saying, at the time, I was like, I'm not saying it's overtaken Polynesian, but it's closer than I thought it would be. I don't know if it takes the number one spot. Like, I'm almost literally like 1A, 1B. Like, Polynesian 1A and Beach Club 1B. Like, I really enjoyed it.
That's a bold statement, you guys. Well, you know how much Jared loves
I really enjoyed it. I would love... The reason I won't say it overtakes Polynesian is because I haven't got to experience it with everything open.
That's
like,
true.
I would like to experience it this, like, full octane Beach Club and, like, everything like that. So
I want a shirt that says... Full Octane Beach Club.
I can make that happen.
I want you to make that shirt.
I know a guy that makes some shirts.
Or Full Octane Disney or something.
That's a good idea.
Full Octane.
But yeah, so for the time being, I will still say Polynesia is number one, but this one would be number two, but I want to experience it when more things are open and really like that. But I really enjoyed our stay here. And granted, the upgraded room was a nice perk, but that wasn't the entirety of it. I mean, I've always liked this resort. I like the look. I like the feel. I love the pool. I love the location. The theming, like it's got a lot going for it. And I really enjoyed it.
And it was very clean.
Yeah.
In a room. No dust or
very clean.
Anything.
Yeah.
So I commend them.
Yes. So. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else you need to add?
Gosh, I don't think so. I want to stay there again and I want to stay there longer than just 2 nights.
Yeah. I would like to as well.
Get more of experience. Yeah.
You know what can help you stay up longer?
That has nothing. Oh, because I fell asleep with when you got the pizza there.
Yeah. If Jamie would have had some exhibition roasters on her, she would not have fallen asleep and she would have got to enjoy fresh hot pizza. But because she didn't have exhibition roasters, she fell asleep and she missed out on pizza. And you too, if you don't want to fall asleep and miss on delicious hot pizza, can get exhibition roasters because that way you can make sure you have delicious coffee with delicious pizza because I think that goes together. Anyways, if you go to expeditionroasters.com, use a promo code CTM15, you'll save 15% off every single order you place, including the new Pumpkin King blend. It's an annual thing, but it's a pumpkin spice blend that is very good and very popular. So if you want that, I would order it as soon as you can because it sells out quite a bit. So they're going to have some new Christmas blends, you know, thanks for Christmas, some mugs, They've got teas, they got hot cocoa, they got all kinds of things. So go to, again, exhibitionroasters.com, use the promo code CTM15, and they've been with us for a while, and we value their sponsorship. They're fantastic people, so, and they make great coffee. So go and check them out. So, all right, anything else you want to add about anything we discussed?
I don't think so. I'll miss Christmas, like regular Christmas this year, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, we'll have regular Christmas, just not Disney Christmas.
You know what I mean.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes, I agree. But you know what? We'll make the most of it. It'll still be merry and
of course, and of course.
You can do a meet and greet with me. I don't know what that means.
Should I act all, I love you so much, I can't believe I'm meeting you?
If you really love me, you would do that, yes. So I have nothing else to add. So hopefully we gave you a good overlay of Beach Club and everything like that. So I got nothing else. Again, if you want to join Club 32, go to ctmvip.com, and you can become a member there. And they got some live streams coming up. Jeremy and Rhonda will do some live streams. They're going to be at Disney this weekend. We will be
at Yacht Club, actually.
Yeah.
So
the sister resort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were going to go down to Universal on Monday, but our daughter has soccer starting Monday.
Her first soccer practice.
Yeah. Be interesting how that goes. Excited. She could be the kid. Like, I feel like she's just going to be like uber aggressive and like pick up the ball and run with it, which I'll be kind of proud if she does that. They'd be like, she needs to not do that. I'd be like, I disagree. I think she should do that more, if I'm being honest.
I feel like you guys don't know me.
You guys, she could probably pick up the intensity a little bit, if you're being honest. But so we'll be, I think we're going down on Tuesday, and then we're going to stay at the Riviera for our honeymoon. Because we've been married
our
anniversary.
We have been married for 10 years.
It's still a honeymoon.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Look at that. We've been married for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. September 18th.
Yes. So, yeah. That'll be exciting. I'm very looking forward to staying in Riviera.
Me too. Me too.
Okay. Just making sure. You had something else you were going to say.
No, I'm just agreeing.
Okay. Yeah, so that's all we've got here. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, Jamie, for being here. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You don't sound as much of a lounge singer.
Phoebe from Friends. My sticky shoes.
I have sticky. No clue what
you're talking about. Nothing?
Not at all.
If you're a Friends fan, you would.
I'm sure people out there will know. So, well, as Jamie, thank you for joining us. Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.